Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center. The text is Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 through chapter 7, verse 1. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Revelation, the 6th chapter. When the Lamb opened the 5th seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the witness they had borne. They cried out with a loud voice, "O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" Then they were each given a white robe and told to rest a little longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. If you really are to lay down your life as the Holy Spirit commends, you will take up your cross and follow Christ according to the will and word of God, even with faced with suffering or hardship and persecution, the burdens of humility and poverty and self-denial, and as it may come, injustice, imprisonment, and even violent death. Will you join them? These souls who now praise God from the security of the heavenly altar, that place of peace and eternal praise where all the prayers of the faithful are counted as incense before Him, and where the eyes of all are turned so expectantly, so eagerly toward He who determined and made the beginning and the end. These white-robed souls constitute the church, blessed in heaven, blessed upon earth. They are the martyrs, not just those who are reviled and persecuted unto death, but each and every baptized saint, those who provide a powerful testimony to the truth, confirmed in their confessions and in their work toward neighbor, in their living and dying to live, in being raised again, in the way that they love each other, by the way they sacrifice and suffer for the name of Christ, and even at times by the manner in which they die. They are the witnesses par excellence, those who cannot be contradicted or denied, of that perfect righteousness that comes by divine grace by faith alone, in the Christ of God alone. Our prior encounters with our own sins and failures has shown that on our own, we would have never been willing to be among them, were it not for the victory attained by the Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world. His victory now handed over as gift, freely bestowed. Left to our own evil devices and wicked inclinations, we would have walked away in dismissiveness and derision. To suffer and bear a cross? That's for someone else. Oh no, not for me. But God's word and water changed all that. Changed us, turned us, joined us, forged us into one body, united as those who have conquered Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. And yet, because we don't want the suffering now and would do almost anything to relieve it, we would fervently hope that it would all come quickly to an end in glory. We pray that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation, and finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. We're weary and faint. Without being so concerned about the generations of every tribe and language, people and nation who have yet to hear the gospel and receive Christ's sacraments, we'd rather speed things up and arrive home quickly at the end of the arduous journey. How much longer, O Lord? And when are you going to exact your vengeance on those who were bent on our destruction? When all things are brought to God's definition of complete, these souls under the heavenly altar, our fellow saints in the church of every time and place, these saints properly train our hearts to anticipate that end, the consummation of all things. Christians rightfully announce the wrathful judgment of God upon unbelievers who will not repent, but we do not carry out that judgment against those followers of the devil who have perpetrated evil upon the church and her members. God's avenging of his people who have suffered is righteous and true, and their situation cries out for such. Abel's blood for vengeance pleaded to the skies, but the blood of Jesus for our pardon cries. But baptized Christians who stand squarely in the forgiveness and righteousness of Christ are never to exact revenge for themselves on anyone. That is left for another, in his perfect time, at the end of time. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. No one, not even the martyrs who died for the sake of God's word and testimony they gave both upon their earthly lives and in the end thereto, may speed up the now time of God's grace upon the earth and then his judgment of the living and the dead on the day that is yet to come. Those who have preceded us in earthly death now locate their prayers within a joyful resting from their labors and struggles, clothed with the garments of salvation. You are to follow them. These martyrs died not only for themselves, but their courage and perseverance produces an ongoing fruit, a comforting exhortation to others. Their blood testifies to the enduring power of the Word of God to strengthen, to heal and restore, to forgive, to emerge victorious. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Aaron McKenzie, who serves the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.